try to analyze, try to judge everything according to the scripture and according to the sadhu and according to Prabhupada's instruction, then only we'll be safe. Like when we see how Prabhupada acted, right? And if I see that somebody else is not acting the same way, then I know that something must be wrong with that person. So that's why it is better to be a little careful about that. But at the same time, if you have some doubts about some actions of some devotee, you can go and ask him, why did you behave like that? Why did you do that? Right? And devotees will, a devotee, if he's sincere, he will either be able to explain why he did that, or if he's wrong, he'll rectify it.
I have a question.
So, is it clear to him?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clear?
Like, now you're a spiritual master, and so you're connecting your disciple with Srila Prabhupada. Your service, the service of your disciple goes to you and from you to Srila Prabhupada. How is it the next generation, the next of gurus, they will connect their disciples also to Srila Prabhupada or to you and from you to?
The normal process is through one's own guru, right? One approaches through his own guru, right? That is the normal process. But in some cases, they may develop a relationship with Prabhupada directly. It may be possible. Like for instance, I mean, especially the cases where the gurus have had some accident. They came to ISKCON being attracted to Prabhupada, and then they got initiated by some people, those who somehow left or had some problem. So disciples do not have that link. Now, in a case, situation like that, a disciple would look for some other shelter, right, in the society, in the association of the sadhus, some other shelter. But if he doesn't find a shelter, he can take shelter of Prabhupada. He can take shelter of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada is the center of ISKCON and Prabhupada is always there. ISKCON is actually centered around Prabhupada. You cannot separate ISKCON from Prabhupada. Prabhupada is ISKCON and ISKCON is Prabhupada.
Yes, my question, like now on the Guru Parampara there is Prabhupada, and then if one offers something, one puts the picture of his spiritual master. So, like, then in the future generation, the new spiritual masters, like, they don't have to put the picture of the acharyas who are not present anymore.
Hmm.
Or can they go directly to Prabhupada like that? Or?
As I said, that the normal process is to approach through one's own guru. Right? And the picture doesn't really matter so much. Right? Because what was the system when there was no photography prevalent, right? I mean, they had their parampara, but there were no photographs, right? So what they would do, they would just go to their spiritual master, and just being connected to one spiritual master, one is linked up with the parampara. Because what is the bona fide of the spiritual master? That he is connected to his spiritual master, who is a bona fide spiritual master. So that is what makes the parampara intact, right? So that mood has to be developed. But as I said, in some accidental cases, right, in some accidental cases, because of some mistakes that we made in the past, devotees have lost faith. And they would like to have a direct link with Prabhupada. And I think because it's a special situation, Prabhupada will help them out. Because it's emergency. Right? Say for instance, again, to explain that point, you know, like why we had this problem. See, devotees came to the movement, they naturally developed some faith on somebody. They wanted to become initiated by him. Right? But we told them that they cannot, because here is a guru, the zonal guru, everybody must be initiated by him in this area. Right? So, you know, like that was an artificial relationship that was kind of forced into. And that's what caused so much damage. But now it will it is opening up. Like, devotees can choose their spiritual master. And there is no such geographical restrictions. So that's how ISKCON is trying to develop. And I think this will solve a lot of problems. Because actually, you see, love is something that cannot be forced. It is spontaneous. You cannot legislate love, right? Sometimes we see that somebody falling in love with someone who doesn't have any qualities at all. You know, I mean, in the common people's vision, that person is completely bogus, right? But somebody becomes, you know, very, very attracted to him or her, right? Why? This is what love is. But of course, that is not the perfect example of the spiritual love. Now, in the spiritual platform, the criterion is our Krishna consciousness. Who arouses Krishna consciousness most in my heart? Right? That becomes the guru. That person becomes the guru. Right? And actually, it so happened that many times some local devotees actually help the devotees, some bhakta program leaders. In some cases, I know that the persons actually wanted to take initiation from the bhakta program leader. Right? And the bhakta program leader was in a very good standing. He actually gave them a lot of Krishna consciousness. But they were forced to take initiation from somebody who they never even seen before. And, you know, like, that's, I mean, these kind of, you know, complications actually caused a lot of difficulties in our society. Anyway, I mean, we are learning. And as you say, time will tell. If we are sincere, then Krishna will give us the right understanding.
And your Prabhupada's position is very special because through his books...
Oh, regarding that, I will... Yeah, that's one very good point.
Actually, for example, I didn't know when I wrote the first time a book of Prabhupada, I didn't know that he was not anymore on the planet. And I was hearing, like, Prabhupada was speaking to me. That was, like, have a relationship. I was worshipping on the altar like that, and I was feeling Prabhupada speaking to me. So Prabhupada's position is very special because actually he preaches to all, he has a relationship to all the conditioned souls to take a book and read his books.
That's true. I mean, I'll make another point here. You see, devotees feel, those who came after Prabhupada left, how do they feel? They feel, had I have joined 3 months back, 3 months earlier, I could have been Prabhupada. The same way people think that had I have joined 3 years earlier, I could have been Prabhupada's disciple. And it will go on. People will think, had I have been here 300 years ago, I could have been Prabhupada's disciple. Because Prabhupada is a personality who comes once in a blue moon. Right? And so if we give people that understanding, yes, you have a relationship with Prabhupada, then everyone will feel relaxed. So as I said, the guru doesn't block your vision, but guru enhances your vision. The thing is that, you know, look at our telescope. The telescope has many lenses in between, and more the lenses, the more powerful it is, right? And those lenses are not obscuring your vision or obstructing your vision. It's enhancing your vision. So that is the position of a guru. He enhances. Like, and the people will feel that being connected to him, I'm not actually missing Prabhupada. On the other hand, I have become more closely connected to Prabhupada. And that is what the guru should try to do. Give them more of Prabhupada, give them the assurance that they have an eternal relationship with Prabhupada. Another example is, like, if you have a big family, big member in a family, then you relate to everyone through that member. Like, for instance, in a Ford family, right? When you talk about Ambarish, what do we say? The great grandson of Henry Ford, right? We make the link with Henry Ford, who is the main Ford. We do not name him according to his father's name. We do not say Ambarish or Alfred Ford, son of Tom Ford. Because then people don't understand, who is Tom Ford, right? But when you say the son of Henry, great-grandson of Henry Ford, then they can immediately relate, right? So same way Prabhupada's position is like that. You know, he is the center of ISKCON. And everyone is related to Prabhupada. Like, somebody is related to Prabhupada as his son. Somebody is related to Prabhupada as his grandson. And so grandsons are not less affectionate or grandsons are not receiving less affection from Prabhupada. On the other hand, actually the grandchildren receive more affection from the grandfather than the father.
Two things. First thing is that I'm with Prabhupada too, you know. But when I came in, my understanding was that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is basically a Siksha Sampradaya anyway. And because Prabhupada did such an extensive purport, I mean, he's everyone's Siksha Guru, directly, not even indirectly. Yeah.
Yeah, direct or indirect doesn't matter.
Okay.
Spiritual means, as I said, in spiritual, if you have more, it doesn't make it less. If you have more in between, it doesn't make it less. Like a telescope. Huh? When you ask how many lenses it has, right? If somebody says it has 7 lenses, then you do not think that, oh, 7 lenses, so it must be a bad telescope. Right? On the other hand, you think 7 lenses, so it must be a damn good telescope. Yeah, it must be a very good telescope.
And the other thing, you said that the person who awakes a Krishna in your heart is your guru. Now, when you awaken Krishna, not you, anybody, you awaken Krishna in, let's say, somebody's heart, or more than one person's heart, but you don't want to be their guru, you know, then how do you do it? Because if the person, I mean, doesn't this stuff all happen, like, beyond the physical plane anyway, somehow? I mean, so do you receive their reactions?
You see, for Diksha Guru, a formality is there. But for Shiksha Guru, there's no formality.
So there's no reaction?
There is. Reaction, it doesn't know, it doesn't come in between, it doesn't interfere.
I mean, if let's say the person who's following a person who...
I mean, it's yes or no. Reaction-wise, it's yes and no both. Anybody who accepts service takes the reaction. Right? If anybody who takes the service but doesn't transfer it to Krishna takes the reaction. Anybody. Even you may not be a guru, right? But if you take some service from somebody, but if that service is not transmitted to Krishna or to ISKCON, then you become liable.
This transmission has to be like kind of quick. I mean, direct. Right?
Quick in the sense, the best way to do it is offer yourself to Krishna. Do whatever you are doing for Krishna. Then you will be able to digest everything. Right? Because you are not holding anything back. You are just passing everything down to Krishna or up to Krishna. Make it short. You ask him.
Cioè, questa domanda è un aspirante devoto che in una certa zona, possa essere di Vishnupada, di Bhagavandasa o di qualsiasi altro, no? può avere delle informazioni, un curriculum sui vari guru presenti che svolgono la funzione di Diksha nell'ISKCON, per avere un'informazione che può anche essere determinante una scelta.
A person who is in a zone in Italy or Germany or everywhere, can he have a list of all the gurus with their different services, their performance, so that he can see and choose a guru? Like, there are some list of the different gurus who are initiating in ISKCON. So if a person who wants to be initiated, can I...
That will be very, very complicated. The reason is, you see, say for instance, ISKCON is a worldwide organization, right? We already, I think, have about 40 gurus, right? And it is not possible for all the gurus to travel, right? Like, there may be some gurus that won't even leave his temple, right? I mean, probably he'll never go out. So the main consideration should be made with the gurus, those who one is coming in contact with, right? A devotee in good standing who inspires him, he can have initiation from him. That's the general understanding of the GBC now. But I think that, I mean, he also raises a good point. Like, this point will be like, today he may take initiation from someone, but tomorrow he may come across somebody and feel that, oh, I wish I could have a relationship with him. I wish he was my guru. Then, fine, no harm, right? If you come across somebody who actually arouses Krishna consciousness in your heart today, like that, so then you can have a relationship, a shiksha guru and disciple relationship with him.
Well, right? Scriptures say that you only can have one diksha guru, but many siksha gurus.
Yeah. Diksha guru is one, but shiksha guru can be many. So that is how we can solve this problem, right?
Which is more significant?
You see, but ultimately, it's shiksha that's the most important thing. Now, generally, diksha guru is naturally the shiksha guru, right? Naturally, the diksha guru is the shiksha guru, but he does not necessarily need to be the only shiksha guru. And there may be other shiksha gurus. Even your godbrother may be a shiksha guru. Even your, some, you know, the godbrother's disciples can become your shiksha guru. It depends how you look at it. Krishna consciousness is a very broad concept. We have to develop it with that kind of understanding. I think I stop now. Once you get into this topic, it's never ending. Again, I would say that deep discussions don't disturb somebody. If it does, then he can consult. He can, you know, bring up his doubts or bring up his, you know, question, or he can speak to me also to clarify the doubts. Because whatever I said with all good intention. Because I felt that it's valuable that devotees know what is what, but at the same time, this kind of topics may disturb somebody's faith. So that also will be very, very unfortunate. I don't want that to happen. This whatever I said was simply to increase faith, not to decrease anyone's faith in his guru or in ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Yes.